Well, Alexander, fantastic to see you once again at Oakwood. Great magnificence that it is, and always tough times by the perception anyway because of the drought, but how have you seen it here for AGCO and also Massey Ferguson?
Yeah, it's been a good Aquip, as I said on the TV last night. We've had plenty of people through our site. We've got some pretty cool new machines on our site, the new Massey Ferguson Ideal Header and the new Fendt tractor as well. So that's created a lot of interest, and people have come to have a look, and it's been good. It's been a good one.
What about the perception out there of the drought? It's sort of knocked everybody about, and just people love kicking the tyres here until they see the rain, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I've never really looked at Aquip from a wholly and solely a sales point of view too. It's always been about creating a nice atmosphere and having some machines on site that interest people, whether it's they may be interested in it for their business or their farming enterprise. They're just generally interested in technology and engineering side of things.
Of course, you're part of AGCO Finance and also, of course, Massey Ferguson. And earlier this year, we saw our Corindo Alliance head down to Melbourne, Amy Park, to see 20 of them actually met with the Melbourne Rebels, also Dave Vessels and the like, and the result was the right one, of course, because the Waratahs won. But it's a great initiative by Massey Ferguson, Northwest Farm Machinery as well. How did the germination of that come about?
Supported rugby clubs in the past. You know, through other dealers in the areas, we've done sponsorships with Trangie Tigers and Warren Pumas and various other clubs. We wanted to try something a bit different with the Corindai guys. Instead of just chucking a logo on a jersey, we thought maybe how else could we, you know, promote Massey, I guess. But also, and this is the actual whole truth of it, is because it's so dry and all the rest of it, and being a local boy from Coonabarra, but I really understand how tough it is for sporting clubs to get numbers, let alone in a drought, find funds, and to, you know, just break the monotony of it all. It was a good opportunity to just try and do something a bit different, get the guys out of Corindai, away from it all, and take them to Melbourne and give them an experience or access to a super rugby club that, quite, you know, it's pretty hard to access, really. So that's how it came about. It was just a conversation between myself and Roger Moylan at Northwest Farm Machinery. We floated it with the Corindai boys, and to their credit, they jumped on board enthusiastically, and it worked really, really well. It was a good weekend.
So we're looking to maybe do that with four or five other clubs, or just be happy to do it once more next year. And how did the Melbourne Rebels take on board? It wasn't too bad in spite of the loss?
No, the Melbourne Rebels were really good. They were very accommodating. Naturally, they had a game the Saturday night, it was, so that, you know, they had a lot on their plate. They gave us access to the captain's run. Dave Wessels was very approachable. He came over to the guys, introduced himself, took them into the video room, gave the guys just broke down how they analyse games and oppositions and all the rest of it. The players were all around. Some guys met the players. A couple of the guys actually knew a couple of the players. It was very good. We took them out for dinner. Obviously, we gave them... They came to the game, and we also were able to go upstairs after the game had finished and mingle with all sorts of people, which was really good. So it was a good experience for the guys, and the Rebels received it really well. I've been talking to them since. They absolutely loved it and have, you know, said to us, look, they would be happy and more than willing to do something like that again. So it was a win-win for all.
Yeah, well, let's hope all the other Super Rugby teams fire up and do something similar. But your referee out there in the Central West, how did you enjoy the season as refereeing? And Richo and all the crew out there still look after you?
Yeah, no, I refereed again. The last game I did this year was an elimination semi between Borowa and Condoblin a couple of weeks ago. Due to AgQuip, I wasn't able to do any other games after that, which is a little bit disappointing, but no, it was good. The structure seems to be going well in Central West with the three tiers. Borowa and Young come into the Southern Central West comp last year, and they fitted in well, and no, it's going really well.
Finally, of course, great to see that Alex Newsom and also Mac Mason came up for the Catholic schools things there at Forbes, being your old stamping ground. Great to see seeing that from the Waratahs, and we need to see a little bit more of that, don't we?
I think we do. I think we've spoken about this before, but Sydney clubs have really got to, they don't have to run it, they don't have to do anything like that out there in those places, but they just need to be more visible, I think, and more approachable. And I think, honestly, I think they're missing out on huge exposure and marketing opportunity, as well as access to, you know, potential players if they just continue to just pick and choose, I guess. Yeah, it would be nice to see a little bit more engagement, particularly from the Waratahs. But, you know, it's not ideal that New South Wales clubs are going to Victoria. So you'd like to see more of it, but we'll wait and see, I guess.
Alex, thanks for your time. I wish you all the best here. Hopefully you have a successful equip, and wish you all the best moving forward.
Thank you, Wixie. Cheers.